This is Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Preps KC's Football Friday Night is also brought to you by REMAX, BeUnion.com, the Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Hospital, Papa John's, and Dick's Sporting Goods. Here's your host, Dion Clisso, and the coach, Harold Wamsgans.
Welcome to Week 14 of Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. Like the man said, I am your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans, and we are in state championships on one side of the state line and one class on the other side of the state line, and then semifinals in the rest in the new format this year in Missouri. Coach, and great games last week and some really good games again this week.
And no matter how we break things down, everybody's playing their best football right now.
No doubt about that. Let's go ahead and give you a rundown of this hour. This is our Kansas hour. We will start here, kind of go over last week's games a little bit here in our first segment. Our next segment, we'll be joined by Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. He is back in the state championship game, and they're playing Derby again, a total rematch from last year.
It's going to be a great one, and you know that this has been on Derby's mind for 12 months.
Yes, it has. But Blue Valley North is playing well, and they're ready to defend that title. Okay, our third segment, we are going to be joined by St. Thomas Aquinas coach Randy Dryling and Bishop Miege coach John Holmes, and they are back in the state championship game again. Holmes looking to win his fifth straight. Randy Dryling trying to win his first at St. Thomas Aquinas, be their first state championship in football. I think this might be their best chance, Coach.
I agree. I think they're built to be state champions.
We will close out the Kansas Hour talking with our own Mike Laveri and get his thoughts on all three of those games and all his thoughts on the games from last week and how the season has gone. Our second hour will be our Missouri hour. We're going to talk with Lathrop coach Chris Holt. He's in the semifinals against Lamar. Rockhurst coach Tony Severino, they're in the state championship game against CBC. Smithfield coach Jason M. Bronson, he is in the semifinals against MICDS. And close things out, we'll talk with Cole Young. We'll do our class 1-3 preview and do our picks with the pros. Well, Coach, let's take a look back at last week in Kansas. And let's start in 4A with Bishop Miege. Played Bayswater Linwood. We talked with Coach Stahlbaumer last week. Really a pretty good game. Miege just kind of jumped out on him early and then just kind of kept the stagger up. But Bayswater Linwood was playing hard all the way there towards the end.
Bayswater Linwood had a great season. They did a lot of good things and accomplished a lot.
I think we may look back, and depending on how things shake out in the state championship game, I think that this could be the second-best team in the state.
Without a doubt.
And Goddard, that Miege is playing, is a team that's bounced back and up. We're going to talk more about that with Michael Laveri, but they've been in 5A, and now they're back down in 4A. They were in the state championship game against Mill Valley just 2 years ago, Coach.
They've done what Miege did 5 years ago, right?
Yeah, it makes you wonder. That's a good thing. Maybe Miege is looking at themselves in the mirror. Who knows? If Goddard stays in 4A, maybe that's a team that's going to start to challenge Miege.
Is it potential there at Miege for them to move up to 5?
They're going to have to gain a lot of students. I mean, they're kind of like the 8th or 9th biggest team in 4A. And so, like I said, Goddard and some of them have come down. So they've kind of actually gone from the bottom of 5A, and they're still kind of right there. But it'll be interesting to see what happens in the next round. They've got another year in this cycle. They're not like Missouri. They're still doing two-year cycles. I would hope that they would do one-year cycles like Missouri down the line. I think their playoff program sets them up for that. Okay, 5A, Wichita Northwest and St. Thomas Aquinas. Wichita Northwest scored 87 2 weeks ago, 67 last week, but they've given up 67 and 60, Coach.
That just seems to be impossible to me that you could do that. But they have done that. And you know, do you question their defense, or do they just not worry about those things?
They were in a track meet last week. It was back and forth. I mean, they had the stagger on Bishop Carroll the week before and had a 20-point lead. And I think Bishop Carroll scored some late. And every time they gave a ball back to Wichita Northwest, they just tacked on. I don't know how Wichita Northwest goes into this game. Think they can't go into that. They've got to have some possessions and stop Aquinas. They can't just give the ball back to Aquinas, because Aquinas is going to take some time off the clock, either intentionally or unintentionally, just the style of their game.
I think Aquinas they do so many different things on offense. They can do whatever the situation presents itself.
Yeah, we haven't seen anybody really stop them. So, I mean, I think that they're probably good for 50 or 60 points right out of the box. The question is, can Wichita Northwest answer that against the St. Thomas Aquinas defense.
And I don't think in Wichita Northwest has played the schedule that Aquinas has. That EKL schedule is brutal. There's lots of good teams in there.
Yes, that is for sure. A little quick shout-out to Olathe West. Tough loss last week, 67-21 to Aquinas, but hats off to them for making it to the state championship game.
Just think how many practices those players got that nobody expected them to have.
And I saw a tweet congratulating their lone senior on senior on graduating. So that entire team is back. They'll be in 5A again next year. I think that they'll be a team to watch as the season goes on. They got a good side of the bracket, no doubt about that, but they took advantage of that and won good games and then beat DeSoto, who's a good Class 5A team as well.
Do they have the potential to move to 6?
I think they're probably going to go up in the next segment. They'll probably go up to 6. Mill Valley could go up to 6. It'll be interesting to see how those things shake out. I know you look at the basketball numbers because they put those out, and that's kind of a gauge. But it's also it's a two-year cycle, so what it is fall this year doesn't necessarily mean it'll be the fall next year. You can't just go off that and say, well, that's what it is next year. So definitely a good run for Olathe West, and like I said, hats off to them. And then 6A last week, what a great game, Coach. I watched almost all this game, Blue Valley North, Olathe North. Talk about hats off. Olathe North, great season for them.
Olathe North just really came. They just played outstanding football. And that's one of those games that I'm sure they'd like to be playing again this week.
I know. They left it all out there. And even when they got down two scores and gave up the safety, they battled back, scored again, and still were putting pressure on at the end and made it a 51-49 game. The Blue Valley North really stepped up and in some spots. I mean, they had a pick six. Ball bounced off a receiver's hand, went the other way. They faced some adversity. They were down at one point. Missed an extra point, had to go for two and make up that point right there. So really just there was a lot going on in that game. It was a lot of fun, great high school football game. And that's one of those games that if you are a Olathe North kid, don't hang your head about losing that. It sucks. My nephew lost a game like that, but don't hang your head. That's a fun one you'll look back and say you were a part of in 20 years.
Plus, if you're an Eagle fan, you look and go, our quarterback's coming back, and he's really good.
Yeah, Arlen Bruce IV is pretty good, and that's definitely a guy to keep an eye on as we go into next year and even this year as we do awards. All right, when we come back, we're going to be joined by St. Thomas Aquinas coach Randy Dreiling and Bishop Miege coach John Holmes. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
Are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
In 1982, I won the American League batting title. My strength at the plate was my ability to switch hit. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. It doesn't matter if you're buying a mansion or selling a bungalow, you need the versatility that a RE/MAX agent offers. They understand the market and possess the know-how to help you go from sale to sold. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wait. It
subs. Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, 7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like the University of Kansas Health System. Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any member of your team. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, see the same experts who care for the Royals and Chiefs. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. Let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in Blue Valley North coach Andy Sims. And, Coach, we toyed with the idea of just running your interview from last year before you played Derby and saving some time this week. But we figured we'd go ahead and check in and see how you guys are feeling as you get a repeat of last year's state championship game, which you won this year. You've got Derby again coming off a great, wild, crazy semifinal win. Are you having a little bit of deja vu?
A little bit, but that's only because it's our opponent that we're playing next. It definitely hasn't been because of the journey to get to this one, that's for sure.
Coach, not looking at personnel and players, how are either one of you different from what you were in 2017, offensively, defensively, et cetera?
Well, I think both teams are a lot different. We lost 35 seniors from last year's team, and that was a group of guys that started with me from day one, my first time here, and they were bound and determined to do whatever I asked to win a state championship and whatever they could do. And when you have that many seniors on a team, you're not playing every single kid. And so there's a lot of those seniors that are helping out on the scout team that are doing whatever they can to help out. And they're still lifting, they're still running, they're still doing everything you require them to do. And then when you lose all those guys, that's a lot of locker room that you lose as well. It's not just a, right tackle or a left corner or things like that. I mean, that's the guy in jersey number, 33. That's the guy over there in the locker bay that's been there for 4 straight years. And so that was tough on us at the beginning of this year, losing all those players and, really only returning 3 starters from last year's team. And that's a big reason why we got off to an 0-3 start at the beginning of this season. And we've been just ravaged by injuries, this year. And so it's seems like every time we get a guy in a spot or get him comfortable, he comes up with a major injury. No fault to his own. That's just sometimes you have those years. You're going to have, a lot of injuries to a lot of key players, and you have to find some way to overcome those, because nobody's going to have any sympathy for you, that's for sure. And so I couldn't be more proud of these guys. This group and this group of seniors this year have put their own stamp on this program, and win, lose, or draw on Saturday, I just couldn't be more proud of them.
Well, tell me this. Friday night was just a back-and-forth game, and I think a lot of people kind of felt like that's what it was going to be. But late, your defense made some good stops. And sometimes it's tough to get stops defensively when you've been, up and down the field, especially against a team like Olathe North. What did you see out of your defense, especially in the fourth quarter, that enabled them to kind of come up big when they needed to?
I just didn't see any quit on them. We didn't do them any favors either offensively with some of our coaching decisions that we made. And I say that because I'm the guy in charge of the offense. The defensive guys never quit. They kept their motors up. They kept their energy up. And that's tough to do when you're taking that many snaps defensively and you got your back against the wall. And, credit to Olathe North, the quarterback and the running back, Bruce and Sanchez are just fantastic players, and they weren't going to be denied. And they have a group of seniors over there on that side of the field that they didn't want to come off that field with a loss either. And they did everything they could to win that football game. And it was a high scoring game, high energy game, and I say, well, we're lucky to come out on top.
Coach, what concerns you about Derby's pass rush and Derby's defense of the pass in the secondary?
they have some of the biggest guys, you know, on their roster. Their offensive lines are huge. You know, they're averaging over, you know, 275, 280 pounds, and just big old guys out there, and they're relentless. And I think they've given up all season. Their defense has given up an average of about 7.8 points. And so, you know, nobody's really scoring 10 points a game on them. They've given up 13 one game. They've given up 21 the other game. That's the most anybody scored against them. I mean, you don't play that great of defense unless you have an unbelievable defensive line. Offensively, they can score with anybody. You know, they're very similar to Olathe North in that regard with the run game, but they can also throw the ball as well when they need to. And it's not because they can't throw; it's just, you know, why throw when the run game's working so well. But then again, that offensive line is the reason why they're so effective in the run game. So as we've known for years and years, it doesn't matter what level you play at. You know, when you have great offensive defense lines, you're going to have a great football team, and that's why they're undefeated.
Well, as you head into this game, does it feel like it may take like it did last year, whoever has the ball last kind of situation?
Yeah, without a doubt. There's this game. I'd be surprised if it's, you know, won or lost, you know, in the first quarter or first half. Sometimes you have football games where it is like that. You know, we're hoping to keep it close the entire way through and then, you know, try to win the game in the fourth quarter like we've been able to do in years past. And I don't see this year being any different. It's going to be a barn burner.
Coach, talk to us for just a minute about your receiver group and that entire package of people and what they bring to the table.
They're phenomenal. You know, I think everybody knows we have a fantastic quarterback, but, you know, one man doesn't make a team. And our receivers this year have done a fantastic job. You know, you probably want to start with Cameron Burke. He's had one heck of a senior year. Has just set the Kansas all-time in history. Kansas, their single season passing leader, receiving leader, with a little over 1,700 yards and 20 touchdowns. Next guy up is also our running back. He's darn near averaging 800 yards rushing and 800 yards receiving. So we use that running back a lot in the pass game around here. And we have another receiver, Eric Roberts, who has 800-plus yards as well. And then we have another receiver, Sean Hendershot. He's over 500 yards receiving right now. And so it was pretty neat to see on Friday night's game. We had, you know, four receivers over 100 yards, which is that's what this offense is designed to do. You know, we don't want to just rely on one guy in the pass game. And we want to make sure we spread the wealth out from, you know, receiver to receiver to receiver. And, you know, a lot of teams will have one very good defensive back. Some will have two. Occasionally you'll have one that has three. But, you know, seldom will you look out there in a defensive secondary and have, you know, four, you know, fantastic defensive backs that can play man coverage. So if we're able to get a hold of somebody that way, then we can, you know, distribute the ball around, which is, and of course, we got a guy that can do that as well.
Yeah, he's not bad.
No, I think we're going to try to reclassify him. I got to break the news to Wisconsin. I'm not sure how to do that yet. But.
Yeah, you might not want to do that on Twitter. You might become the most hated man in Wisconsin if you did that.
There is no doubt.
Well, Andy, this is the time of year we really enjoy. Preps KC, we get to openly root for teams and go down to Emporia and bring home another state title.
Well, you know what? We're going to give it our shot. You know, last year I'm not sure if we enjoyed it very much last year. I think, you know, we were all kind of, you know, stepping on eggshells a little bit and chomping at the bit and all those things. That's one thing. Lucky enough, we were able to get back to it this year. So I think all the guys are real excited for the week. We're excited for another Thanksgiving Day practice. And, you know, we wouldn't ask for anything more than be able to come back with a victory by one point or more. So that's what we're going to try to do. And you know, I appreciate all the support along the way.
Coach, it's always good, Coach, talking with Coach Sims. And, you know, I know it's not the same as last year, and every year is different. It does feel a lot like last year, though I think Blue Valley North's defense is not quite what it was, and maybe Derby's is. But I wonder if their offense is playing at a higher level now, even though they had, you know, great running back last year and really good receivers. They seem like they're actually hitting more weapons now with four guys with 100 yards each in that game last week, that they're really – I don't know. I think it's a quarterback playing at a higher level with receivers who are with more tools and weapons. Pesek Hickson is the X factor in this.
You know what I think is amazing about Blue Valley North is 2 years in a row they've started slow and are playing the final week of the season both times.
Yeah, I think it says a lot about what they're doing. And, you know, it's easy to just say, well, they've had Graham Mertz for 2 years. But they had Joey Dolan the first few years they got there, and that team was pretty good, and they made some deep runs. And then when Mertz was down, their freshman Henry Martin stepped in and played well too. I think they're getting kids that want to play that style of football there, and they found a way to kind of sustain things. Is it going to be back-to-back state championships every year? I don't think so, but it's quite the run. You know, we talked a lot about Shawnee Mission South this year and Olathe West making a run and Gardner Edgerton rebounding. But the fact that where Blue Valley North was 5, 6, 7 years ago when we first started doing this, with, you know, and now where they are at now, when they had a freshman class of like 7 kids a few years ago, Coach.
I think the thing that we're going to see from Blue Valley North is they're going to now consistently be a factor in the EKL for the next, as long as Coach Sims is there, because he's gotten that program established and he's gotten those kind of players out for the game. And I think they'll be more consistent in the EKL, maybe not state champions every time, but they're going to be in the same ballpark with Aquinas and Miege and Blue Valley.
Yeah, and, you know, like Blue Valley this year, you know, lost in the first round of the playoffs, and that doesn't happen very often. I'm hearing they're young. They've got some good young players coming up, and that you expect them to kind of get back at it. Blue Valley West is a little better than they've been. So, I mean, it's going to be interesting because that bottom of that league is going to be tough. You saw St. James this year win one game and then go in the postseason and win a game and play Mill Valley tough. And Mill Valley play have a tour of tough schedule, but then play some of their best football and make it to the quarterfinals. And if they were on the other side, they probably were going to be in the semifinals, depending on how that shook out. So I think Blue Valley North has definitely established themselves as a team. And I think it'll be interesting with this Derby team. And you know, we talked with Coach Appleby, and he said that, you know, Derby really likes his squad and how they're playing. They're playing really good football. And last year they were really banged up going into that game, and they were young. So it's going to be a tough game. I think it's fun. I watched a ton of that Blue Valley North Olathe North game last week. I'm going to be watching a lot of that Blue Valley North Derby game this week. And it's going to be interesting to see how they adjust to the Derby defense and what Derby wants to do and how Derby's going to adjust to that offense that Blue Valley North runs. They were so good at moving Mertz around, and he's so good at moving and throwing the ball. That's an X factor I think that people don't understand. They think big-time quarterback, get to him, get the ball on him, but they were designed rollouts that really were a key in their win over Olathe North.
And he's not afraid to run with the football if the opportunity presents itself, and he's not an easy person to bring down.
No, he's not, and we joked at the beginning of the year before Pesek Hickson really stepped up and solidified that running back position that was he going to be their leading rusher at the end of the year? Were they going to have to do that and put him in harm's way? You know, he got tweaked a little in the Pittsburgh game. I mean, he got hurt in that game, and he was running in that situation. So he still is a factor now. And I think, especially this week, if he's got to get 3 yards, he's going to go get 3 yards. I mean, we saw that in state championship game last year when he on that winning touchdown.
And I think the thing that Blue Valley North has done in the last several weeks, their offensive line has matured and played much more consistently. Their pass protection has been much better.
How big of a – you know, you got Cameron Burt with 1,500 yards, and you talked about Roberts and Hendershot as other guys. How big is it to have that tailback that you can put wide or have him come out of the backfield – when you're doing that kind of thing? I know that's not your style of offense, but when you're designing that, how huge is it to have that athletic of a tailback that can catch the ball as well?
I think it's a tremendous asset. I think it's a great improvement to your passing game, and because the more you can spread that out, the more pressure you put on the defense.
Yeah, I think they're definitely going to be interesting to see. He's a key to what they do, and it may be Roberts or Hendershot that steps up and gets those big catches for them. Because Derby may say, we're not letting these two guys beat them. And that might be the smart thing to do and say, okay, Eric Roberts, you better catch 10 balls for 175 yards and 3 touchdowns tonight. And I think they can do that if they need to.
I agree. I think they're definitely capable of doing that. I think that receiver group has gotten better as the year has gone along.
Yes, and I remember talking with Mike Laverie at the beginning of the year, and he told us off the record. He said, if the receivers don't get any better – get used to playing with Graham, they're not going to be any good. He goes, but if they do, he's going to put the ball in the number and they're going to get going. And they did. They stepped up their game, and he did a good job of adjusting to their game as well. So hats off to Blue Valley North. No matter what, great story out of that school, making it to two straight state championship games. They won it, of course, last year. All right, when we come back, we are going to jump to 5A and 4A as we talk with St. Thomas Aquinas coach Randy Dreiling and Bishop Miege coach John Holmes. You're listening to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Signs. In baseball, you look for them all the time, especially when you stole as many bases as I did. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. If you're looking for the perfect house to call home, then you need to look for the sign of the RE/MAX agent because they will recommend what is right for you. It doesn't matter if you're buying a colonial or selling a condo. A RE/MAX agent knows the market trends and has the insight to go from sale to sold. That's definitely the sign I'm looking for. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Preps KC is teamed with Papa John's for the Preps KC Equipment Grant. From now until December 1st, when you order Papa John's pizza online at PapaJohns.com and use the promo code PrepsKC, you will receive 40% off the regular menu price for online orders. 10% of that discount will then go back to the Preps KC Equipment Grant. In December, Preps KC will announce the total dollar amount of the grant and begin the application process, and one area high school football program will receive 100% of these funds to use for equipment for their program. Better ingredients, better pizza, Papa John's.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Wamsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great partner like Powerade and Heartland Coca-Cola. They were the sponsor of our Mom of the Week contest this year, and they handed out $500 to 10 different programs in honor of the mothers who do great work for those programs. We appreciate everything they do, and we encourage everyone to go buy Powerade and support Heartland Coca-Cola and Powerade. All right, let's go ahead and get back into the football and bring in a coach from one of our RE/MAX Big Three games, Randy Dreiling from St. Thomas Aquinas. And, Coach, real impressive performance last week over Olathe West. They had a great run, but you guys really came out and took care of your business. And I know you did it without Tank Young and your quarterback as well. What did you like about how some of the kids stepped in and stepped up for some of those guys who didn't play this last week?
Well, it's, you know, we focused on playing each game each week, and our kids did a great job of that. I was real proud of Blake Anderson, our sophomore quarterback, you know, stepping into a tough situation in a semifinal game. He was outstanding, made most of his reads correctly. It's 4-for-4 throwing, so, you know, real pleased with that. And, of course, the replacement for Tank is Cam, who was our career rushing, single-season rushing record holder year four, so we didn't lose much there, but yeah, kids played well.
Coach, if you don't mind, give us a description of the Wichita Northwest offense and what they do offensively that you guys are looking to stop.
Well, briefly, they score a bunch of points in a hurry. They line up and snap the ball as fast as you've ever seen, and you better make tackles. If you don't, they're gone.
when you look at a team like Wichita Northwest, it scored 80 points and 67 last week. Is there anybody that you've played that looks like them?
Well, I saw the Chiefs on TV the other night. Very, very similar. You know, they got size similar to Miege, but their running backs, you know, he's 220 pounds. They're main running back. So, no, we haven't played anybody quite like them. The quarterback's a powerful runner, and then they've got another scat back type kid that's really fast and good. So I haven't really seen anybody that runs the ball quite like they do this year.
But, Coach, your run defense has been outstanding. You guys have just played great up front in the run game on defense. I think you'll be just fine, don't you?
Well, our fits are going to have to be good. And like I said, when you get there, you're going to have to tackle this kid. And you know, if you don't, you're in for a long night. So we're counting on, you know, guys being in the right positions. And, of course, you know, as fast as they go, you got to line up. And so we simplified that a little bit. And so we're going to, you know, line up and like I said, make our fits and blow up pullers. And then the last guy's got to bring the guy down. So if we do that, you know, we've got a chance.
Well, tell me this. Their defense has given up a lot of points. Is that a product of them moving so quickly on offense and scoring so quick that their defense is right back out on the field? Or do you see some things that hopefully you guys can put up some points on them as well?
Well, we're going to have to. You know, we're going to have to score points. And, you know, they ran 90-some plays last week on offense. And when you do that, you score as quickly as they do. You know, that puts their defense on the field a lot. So, you know, you've got opportunities on the flip side of that. So I think it's a product of that a little bit, you know, that they're just – their offense is scoring so much so fast, and the defense is on the field a lot.
Coach, I know you don't plan to punt the football, but if you do need to punt the football, how's your punt coverage been, and are they a concern to you on the punt return?
Well, I think they're too, you know, they've got people that can, you know, make big plays on the special teams the front also. And so, you know, we're going to have to cover. We've been, you know, pretty good on our when we've got some good punts off, we've been, you know, pretty good on our punt coverage. But hopefully, you know, we're going to practice extra harder on offense, so we don't have to punt the ball very much.
that's the question. What would the over under on punts be in that game?
Yeah, there probably won't be a lot.
Well, tell me
go
this.
Go with the under.
Tell me this. You're going in back-to-back years, and now you've been three times in 5 years. Does that help your team just knowing what to expect this week and going through the things that you go through getting ready for a state championship game?
You know, I think it does. I think the familiarity of being in that game, you know, makes it takes a little bit of the awe off. And certainly last year, you know, going down there and not winning not that you need extra focus in a state championship game, but it certainly provides that for us. You know, our kids are, you know, we know how it is to get real close and then not finish the job. So I think that's provided a little extra motivation.
Well, Coach, this is the time of year we really like it. Preps KC, we get to openly root for teams. And so good luck. Go down to Pittsburgh and bring home a state title.
That's the goal. Thank you. I appreciate it, Dion. You guys, thanks for doing all you do for high school football in Kansas City.
Well, Coach Walms, impressive performance by Aquinas last week. They've got a good test of their defense this week with Wichita Northwest.
You know what? They're really an outstanding football team, but I think their defense is a difference maker.
No doubt about that. Let's go ahead and move on to another REMAX Big 3 game. Of course, it's a state championship game, the Class 4A battle between Goddard and Bishop Miege, and bringing Bishop Miege coach John Holmes. And, Coach, outstanding performance last week at Baser. That's a good Baser football team. They've got a good offense. You guys really seem to be putting in some just really good workmanlike performances here in the playoffs.
Yeah, you know, that's kind of our goal this time of year. You're going to play against a good team every single game, and, you know, that's kind of when our guys are at their best. You know, they're focused all week long, and, you know, then we get to see them come out on a game night and get to execute the game plan, and you know, that's the plan, to try to string one more really good week together and win the whole championship.
Coach, I realize that you guys have really outstanding position groups on both sides of the football, but talk to us for just a minute about how important your receiver group has been and how well they're playing at this time of the year.
Yeah, that's been huge for us. You know, losing Daniel Jackson week one, you know, kind of made us change some things that we wanted to do. And then you look at Hudson Bentley, Philippe Wesley, Jude Putz, Connor Doble. Those have been our, you know, steady four guys. And, you know, last Friday night, Philippe and Hudson both had great games. and that kind of helps make things going. It helps Sam Pedrotti, our quarterback, get some confidence going. And, you know, it's really been since about week eight, you know, after we got through the Rockers, Blue Valley, and Aquinas gauntlet there, that we kind of restructured some things on offense and really put a little bit more on Sam's plate. And, you know, Sam gets helped out by those wide receivers making some plays for him.
Well, Sam has stepped in and just been really good for you guys right off the bat. And what does that mean for, you know, when you have a three-year starting quarterback, there's always going to be a step that's going to have to be taken. How has he stepped in and just been able to be as consistent as he's been all season long?
Yeah, I mean, he's done a really good job, you know, and a lot of pressure on him, I think, you know, because people are, oh, well, you know, Carter was so good and Carter did this. And, you know, we just told Sam to relax and be him, and that's what he's done. And really lately here, I mean, he's done a really good job with his legs in the pocket and being able to move. You know, he's a really good athlete, so he does a good job running the ball. He does a good job throwing on the run. You know, those are some things that we've done a little bit more of this year with him, is throwing on the run a little bit more because he's so comfortable doing it, you know, and just really great to see his confidence grow with each start.
Coach, as you've watched Goddard's defense this week on tape and prepared for this game with them, what do they do defensively that resembles people that you've already played in the first 12 weeks?
Yeah, you know, number one, they're very fast and they're very physical. That's very easy to see when you watch the film. They only give up 12, you know, a little over 12 points a game, and nobody has scored more than 27 points on them in a game yet this year. So obviously that's the strength of their team. They have some really good athletes. They play kind of a 3-3 stack look and do a good job mixing up some pressures and some coverages, and just have some really, really, really good personnel around too. And, you know, it's exciting to play a team like this. That's what you want in a state championship game. And, you know, I know our kids and coaches are excited about the challenge.
Defensively, I know Dylan Dowling's been a great anchor for you guys the last few years, and he's got a lot of great players around him as well. What are you doing well right now, and what kind of challenges will Goddard bring?
Yeah, you know, I think our defensive line's done a really good job. Jalen Williams, Sean Ryan, Mason Weber, Max Van Meter, and Colin Williams, those five guys have been really solid for us. They kind of helped Dylan Dowling and, you know, our other linebacker, Mikey Welsh, make a lot of plays. You know, but what Goddard brings, I mean, again, they're physical up front on the offensive line, have some good athletic receivers. They do a good job getting in and out of formations, giving you different looks. You know, so it's going to be a challenge for us on defense for us this week. They do a good job controlling the ball and controlling the clock. You know, and you can tell that by the scores of the games that they're in. They limit the opponent's offensive possessions, and obviously that's a strength of our team. So we want to be able, you know, to have our defense get the ball back so our, you know, the offense can go, you know, try to put some points on the board.
Coach, I think coming out of the EKL season and the other games that you played on your schedule in the regular season, those things have to be a big plus for you in this game. They can't have played the level of competition that you guys have played.
Yeah, you know, we hope it's a strength, and I think you look at the, you know, the 6A title game has Blue Valley North in it, the 5A title game has Aquinas, and then Class 6 on the Missouri side, you know, Rockers is in it, so you know, we've played all three of those teams, and, you know, we talked about after the Aquinas loss is, you know, we got to use this moving forward and try to, you know, use it as motivation. And since that's happened, you know, our guys have been really focused and understand each week we're going to get the opponent's best shot, and it's not going to be any different against Goddard this week.
Yeah, I'd say I'd have a hard time believing they've seen a Graham Mertz on their schedule, John, don't you think?
Yeah, he's pretty good.
Well, tell me this. This is your fifth straight year going. Does that, when you have a group of kids that all have gone through and that's all they know, does that make some of the stuff that other coaches who maybe are only doing this for the first time or the second time in a few years going through, does that make it easier for you guys because they kind of know what to expect, you know, what the week looks like, what Thanksgiving looks like, all those kind of things?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's a huge part of it. You know, back in 2012, we went to the 5A state title game. It was my first year as head coach, and we hadn't played in a game since 2009, so it was kind of our kids' first time going through it. And, you know, there are times in that week that it's hard to remember you have to play a game at the end of that week. There's just so many things that go into it, and, you know, our kids, our parents, our coaches, everybody knows the schedule for this week. We haven't changed it in 5 years. We know what time practice starts. We know when our buses are leaving. You know, that's kind of helped us, too, because the game has been at the same site all 5 years now. So, you know, that's something that's good for us. We're comfortable with it. We know where to go. You know, and it's little things, but those go a long way where your kids kids are comfortable being able to do everything that they need to do.
Plus, Coach, these seniors have had a lot of extra practices over the last 4 years, that's for sure.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this is at the end of this week, it'll be 80 extra practices and 16 extra games. You know, and that goes such a long way. I was talking with a couple of our freshmen last week who are dressing for the playoffs, and they've never played a 13-game season before. I think most of them played about 8 games. So they're kind of struggling a little bit now, kind of hit that wall a little bit. But, you know, I just told them just to relax, and, you know, hopefully here in a couple of years it'll be their show to run.
Well, Coach, this is the time of year we like at Preps KC. We get to openly root for our Kansas City teams and go to Topeka and bring home another state title.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
All right, that is Bishop Miege Coach John Holmes. When we come back, we will talk with our own Mike Laverie. You listen to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards and access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Most jobs take a few steps to complete. What they shouldn't take are a few thousand actual steps roaming through a big warehouse. Instead, make a quick trip to Ace. Our neighborhood stores have the quality brands you trust, with local experts giving the advice you rely on. So Ace can help you every step along the way.
Stop in Westlake Ace Hardware today and get 2 20-ounce Powerades for just $3. Westlake Ace Hardware, the helpful place.
Speed is what I'm known for. Whether it was running the base path or roving the outfield, speed was one of the best parts of my game.
Save!
Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. Did you know a RE/MAX agent helps someone buy or sell a home every 30 seconds? Whether you're buying a two-story or selling a ranch, RE/MAX agents know the market and has the expertise to move from sale to sold fast. Visit RE/MAX.com, find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Best tailgate? It's got to be burgers.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and weights. It's subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's got to be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice-cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke. Come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day.
Calls for Coke. You know it.
It's tailgating 101.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Welcome back to Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group. I'm your host, Dion Clisso, joined as always by the coach, Harold Walmsgans. And a program like this wouldn't be possible without a great sponsor like the McCarthy Auto Group. Every year, they sponsor 22 $1,000 scholarships through the Greater Kansas City Football Coaches Association Scholar Athlete Program. They're also a founding sponsor of Preps KC, and they also partner with Riddell every year for the Insight technology that they're in 5 schools this year, and we'll have a contest at the end of the year to hand out Insight technology. Each week, they also bring you the Preps KC McCarthy Auto Group Audio Rewind.
Well, Kid Kelly's got a 4th and, what, about 7?
He's got to go for it.
Well, yeah, he's going to go for it, but what would you call it? I still go drop kick. Call in Jim Thorpe.
If you had Jim Thorpe, you wouldn't need to drop kick.
Here we go. We're going out 2 back out of the eye with splits and short side of the field.
Bailey, the fullback,
play action fake. Mansfield's going to set. He's going to throw. It's caught by the deep man for the touchdown.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I believe, brother.
Cooper Willich with his second touchdown catch of the year, and he's had a score in back-to-back games.
He overthrew. This is the truth. It was a drag route. He overthrew the man he was supposed to hit. The corner came up, and it went over the corners and right into the hands of the – hey, it doesn't have to be Purdy. It counts.
Here comes the kicking unit. Romero has hit one today from 31. This one is going to come from –
about the same, isn't it? Going to be about 30?
Yeah, from the 30-yard line, 30-yard kick from the 20-yard line.
This could be ball game, you know, one way or the other.
Snap back, ball down, and it's blocked.
Clean block. It was all over.
Three left, one right. Mertz is going to run left. The keeper is going to be stopped short of the goal line. The Eagles with a goal line stand are going to get the football back.
They're driving in Mustang territory. They're going to give to Sanchez. Right side picks up one block. Makes a man miss. Makes another. Inside the 15. Cut back to the 10. 5. Oh, Sanchez is into the end zone. And it's a one-point game. They want to go to the air again. Mertz looking left. Now back to the right. Rainbow. Pesa kicks it all alone. Inside the 10 to the 5. Pesa kicks it. Is into the end zone. And there is your dagger. Graham Mertz, a fifth touchdown through the air. Pesa kicks it, his second trip to the end zone tonight. And boy, the future Badger puts on another show.
So 10-yard penalty will make it second down and 11. Spot foul penalty. Lathrop now first down and 11. McKnight will try it once again. No, it was throw this time. Looking deep. It is caught. Touchdown, Lathrop. What a play. Burns. And Lathrop takes the lead.
Touchdown, Lathrop.
That's huge right there. That's a big score coming into halftime.
Coach, great highlights again this week, and state championship games, before state championship games, we should get some more this week as well.
I don't think there's any doubt about that. We'll have them.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get a little bit more breakdown of these games and bring in our own Mike Laveri. And Mike, here we are the last week of the Kansas season, and we thought we'd just this week just kind of go through each game and get your thoughts on what you've seen out of these teams during the season and what you see as they go into their state championship games. Let's go ahead and start in Class 4A. And last week, Miege beats Baser Linwood 46-7, and really, you know, the 39-point spread is a pretty good game over a good Baser Linwood team, and that says a lot about how Miege is playing right now, because Baser was playing pretty well heading into that game.
Yeah, you know, they have been playing really well, and so, you know, and I think that was a game obviously Baser really wanted. They wanted that opportunity to play Miege. I think it just, you know, continues to show that Miege is obviously the king of 4A until somebody knocks them off. You know, I don't know if they're as good as they've been in prior years, but obviously getting back to that state title game and having an opportunity to win a fifth one in a row is huge for them. You know, and you know, to say, you know, Miege is playing three straight games on the road to get to the state title game, I don't know if anybody would have thought that would have been possible. And so obviously going on the road and playing at Pittsburgh, at Lewisburg, at Baser Linwood, and winning all those games convincingly, you know, just shows me that this team is locked in.
Mike, in light of what you just said, part of what you just said, I'd like to ask you a question and think about, compare this year's Miege running game to the running game they've had in the previous 4 years. How do you perceive that?
I think they're a better running team this year, but I think that's also just due to the fact that they've had to rely on it. You know, when you don't have a Carter Putz as your quarterback and having that familiarity and a Jafar Armstrong on the outside, obviously you're going to, you know, run the ball a little bit more. And Joe Pajardi's done a fine job, you know, as the signal caller for the Stags. But, you know, it's just hard to compare him to Carter. And so obviously you're gonna hand the ball off more and let your playmakers, you know, make plays. And they've got an offensive line that, you know, that can move mountains. And so, you know, why not hand the ball off to a Bryson Cobbins and let him go to work?
Well, and, you know, the other thing, too, that I think has helped Miege where they to get to where they are right now, you know, they lost Cameron Jackson first game of the season, so that receiver core had to step up. Cobbins has been banged up in and out a lot of the season, so they really developed their depth, and now Cobbins is back in full speed. And, you know, Pedrotti's really kind of settled in. I think that's why you see them being starting to look a little bit more like those teams the last few years, the last few weeks, because they've developed depth with guys that step down. But, you know, Mike, you bring up a point, and you know, their offensive line is so good and so well coached that they have, over the years, that's really what has keyed that team. And it's another year again this year where they've got good guys on the offensive line.
Yeah, and if you look at their two losses, you know, to a Rockhurst team that, you know, is going to contend for a state title this year on the Missouri side, and then St. Thomas Aquinas, you know, in 5A, and I know we're going to talk about them here in a little bit, but, you know, those are both two really good teams. And so to say that, oh, well, Miege lost two games, but they lost to two really darn good teams and two teams that might be considered the best teams in their respective states.
I would doubt that Goddard has played anybody on their schedule who has the quality of the linebackers of Miege. I think their linebackers defensively are outstanding.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I don't know if that western side of the bracket in 4A is as deep, and you know, I don't foresee Miege losing this one.
Well, and the one thing for Goddard, I mean, Goddard's a good team. And they're down in 4A this year after being up in 5A and making some deep runs. You know, they lost the overtime game to Mill Valley a couple years ago. They got knocked out by Bishop Carroll the year before that, or last year. And so they've actually, you know, I don't know if these seniors saw it this year, but they saw it as juniors and sophomores, probably a little bit better level of competition than they've seen. But it's different when you've gone through the whole season. And I know a lot of people thought McPherson was a pretty good team, and they beat them 15-14, but I think they're in for a little different run this year. Well, let's go ahead and move to 5A. And talk about, you know, Wichita Northwest and St. Thomas Aquinas. And before we went on the air, we were talking about Wichita Northwest and, you know, the points that they've scored in the last 2 weeks. And I think it's going to be interesting to see how they do, because I guarantee you they haven't seen a defense like this, Mike.
No, not at all. I mean, obviously you're scoring a ton of points, but, you know, for an Aquinas team, you know, for instance, you know, 2 weeks ago in Snow Valley at halftime, they had negative 16 total yards. And so obviously it's going to be a dogfight, and Aquinas can sure score points. And so, you know, Wichita Northwest obviously is going to have to be perfect essentially on every single drive. And I just don't think they can do it. I think Aquinas has too much firepower on both sides of the ball.
Didn't Wichita Northwest lose the Derby last year in the Class 6 finals?
In the semifinals. Quarterfinals. Right. They lost the quarterfinals, and then they Derby played Free State. So, yeah, they were a 6A team last year, and they dropped down. And you talk about their ability to score. I mean, their postseason has been, you know, 58, 56, 84, but they gave up 67. 67, but they gave up 60. I don't think you can get in a track meet with St. Thomas Aquinas. I don't think that's what you want to be doing.
No, not at all. I mean, you got to grind it out with them, and you got to limit their possessions. And if they're going to try to throw the ball and give Aquinas the ball back, then I think that's not a smart decision. You want to limit the amount of time that Aquinas has the ball, and you know, because they're just going to bleed teams out, and they obviously have the ability to score quickly too. And so, heck, we might see another Rams Chiefs game on Saturday down in Pittsburgh.
Mike, over the 11 weeks that Aquinas has played and the opportunities you've had to see him play, do you see any part of their defense that is vulnerable?
I mean, you're asking me to nitpick. Maybe their defensive backs, maybe their safeties, but, I mean, you know, that's it's hard to say. I mean, they're just so sound. You know, I think they're the best team in the state, and I would love to see them play Derby, to be honest.
Yeah, I think when you look at the teams they played that have good, you know, have good offenses, you know, Mill Valley's got good receivers. They shut them down. Blue Valley West threw the ball pretty well and had a really good receiver. They shut them down. So I think you're right. I think that, they, you know, if there is a weakness, but that being said, their defensive line is so good, I don't know if Wichita Northwest is going to have time to really get the ball off. Well, let's go ahead and move over to 6A, and we've got the same game we had last year. Both offenses look outstanding. Derby, I know, is a year older, and their defense, they like their defense a little bit more. And we're going to have a conversation with their coach later on the podcast on the website. But I think it's going to be interesting to see. You know, Blue Valley North last week did a fantastic job of, in key spots, moving Graham Mertz around and allowing him to find his weapons. And we all know how good he is when he's able to get those guys in open space.
Yeah, obviously Cameron Burt's going to be a key to this game. And if Derby's able to shut him down, then I think they're going to be shut down Blue Valley North. And so if Graham and Cameron are connecting, you know, I can see Blue Valley North winning this one. I think this is the one where Derby has the edge, though.
As you look at this rematch, do you think either one of these teams are better this year than they were in 17?
I think Derby's better. I think Blue Valley North is a little bit worse. But you know, a couple of weeks ago, I thought Mertz was having a great year, not as good as last year, and he's kind of just turned it on, and his numbers are actually better this year, which you know, I thought you know, might not have happened, and so he's been on fire these last 8 or 9 weeks.
Yeah, not only is he playing well the last 8 or 9 weeks, but his yards per attempt and his yards per completion are better than they were last year. His interceptions are up a little, but I know early in the year he had some balls that hit off receivers' hands into the other team's hands. So I mean, his touchdowns are more, his yardage is actually per game much more, because he missed a game and a half. So really, I think he's even better. And I think, you know, you talk about Burt, but Pesek Hickson is a key to them too. If they can find a way to get him in space, and he's a dangerous thing, and that might bring some of the heat off Burt as well. I don't know if it's going to be last team that has the ball scores and wins like last year, but I think it's going to be a pretty competitive game. And I think you're right, Derby's defense is a little better this year than it was last year.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be a 35-34 game. You know, it might be a little bit more of a spread on Saturday, but you know, it should be a good one, and you know, I can't wait to watch it.
Yeah, it should be a great one. Well, hey, we will chat with you again next week after the state championships. Thanks a lot, and we will chat with you. And have a good Thanksgiving.
Thanks, guys. You too.
All right, that's our own Mike Laveri. He's been covering Kansas for us all season long. We appreciate everything he does. All right, that is the end of our Kansas Hour. When we come back, we will jump across the state line and talk all things Missouri. It was the Preps KC's Football Friday Night, driven by the McCarthy Auto Group.
In 1982, I won the American League batting title. My strength at the plate was my ability to switch hit. Hi, it's Willie Wilson for RE/MAX. It doesn't matter if you're buying a mansion or selling a bungalow, you need the versatility that a RE/MAX agent offers. They understand the market and possess the know-how to help you go from sale to sold. Visit RE/MAX.com to find your home and agent now. RE/MAX, the official real estate partner of the Royals. Each office is independently owned and operated.
Your computer system on the job, how's that working for you? Your home entertainment system, still enjoying it? You can thank an electrician. My name is Milton Johnson, and I am proud to be a union master electrician with Local 124. You can learn a real skill and earn a great living in the building and construction trades. Be the best. Be one of us. Find out how at beunion.com. BEYOUNION.com.
People are driving from all over to 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations. They're driving for the ultimate car shopping experience and giving McCarthy dealerships 5-star reviews like these. Best experience yet. Great to work with. Excellent customer service experience. Come see for yourself. Shop over 2,000 new certified and pre-owned vehicles with our lowest prices, and log on to kccars.com for quick and easy credit pre-approval. We're looking forward to exceeding your expectations. Visit us today at any of our 9 McCarthy Auto Group locations.
Points, cash, gear, sports. With the Dick's Scorecard, you earn points on all your purchases and get 3% back in rewards. Add access to exclusive deals and events. It's simple. Points lead to cash to buy gear so you can play more sports. Get your Dick's Scorecard and start earning reward certificates today. Every season starts at Dick's.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Dude, subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, seven layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day, race day.
Calls for Coke,
you know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Hi, Chiefs fans. This is Clark Hunt. The Sports Medicine and Performance Center at the University of Kansas Health System treats any sports injury to any of your family's players. Whether it's your back, knee, hip, shoulder, or a concussion, the same experts who care for the Chiefs will treat you like a pro. Learn more at sportsmedicine.kansashealthsystem.com. We're proud that the University of Kansas Health System is the official healthcare provider of the Chiefs and the athlete in you.